This is Twit.
Megan, we're going to get to you in just a bit, but if you want to hold up your... You're double dutying it with watches today.
I really am. I'm starting stylish. A fashion trend here. This is the Sophia, LG Sophia, and this is the Hey S332.
I don't blame you. It's the Wii Loop Hey 3S.
The Wii Loop Hey 3S. And we're worn together. You create a fashion statement, forward thinking. basically, you're just saying, I don't care about style at all.
Okay. Now, I actually have the same watch right here. This is the Hey 3S, and I got this one from CES over at Showstoppers. I dropped by, and they wanted me to try it for a couple of weeks just to find out how it is that I like their style of smartwatch. I made a little segment a while back, and after 2 weeks of first showing this off on KnowHow, this is my review of the Wii Loop Hey 3S. Are you looking for the most advanced smartwatch on the market? Something with more features than a Samsung Gear S3, more style than an Apple Watch, apps for days? Well, if so, then the Wii Loop Hey 3S is not the watch for you. This is not the unlimited blade works of wrist candy. This is not an Apple Watch killer. This will not replace your phone. But what it can do is to be an incredibly competent health monitoring device in a watch package with the right price and a battery life that may shock you. The Hey 3S is a multi-sport smartwatch with a 1.28-inch touchscreen under Corning G3 glass. It's light, and when I say light, I mean really light. A Samsung Gear S3 is 60 grams. An Apple Watch can be up to 125 grams, but the Hey 3S tops out at 38 grams. It uses low-power Bluetooth 4.2 to connect to your iOS or Android-compatible phone and is equipped with the full set of sensors that you would expect from a health monitoring device. GPS and GLONASS positioning, an optical heart rate sensor, compass, gyroscope, 3-axis accelerometer, and 9-axis IMU. All of that means that it can track steps, cycles, distance, speed, heart rate, and sleep patterns. It's also IP67 rated so that you can use it while showering, swimming, snorkeling, and diving down to 30 meters. Beyond the multi-sport features, the Hey 3S gives you a basic smartwatch functionality. Linked to your phone, you can choose to receive notifications from most of your apps, and data is synced periodically, meaning that you don't have to have your phone with you at all times. There's a decent selection of watch faces, though the watch can only hold one alternate face at a time, and syncing over BLE is a slow process. The 1.28-inch touchscreen is responsive, but then again, there's not much to the UI. A few rudimentary icons let you access the various sensors of the watch, set up lap times, timers, and the like, but it's not exactly overwhelming, and it's definitely not beautiful. But then again, it's not supposed to be. You see, the Hey 3S isn't a small phone on your wrist. It really is a watch that just happens to have some smartwatch features. For that downgrade of smartwatch functionality, you get three things. First, price. At $150, the Hey 3S is half to a third of what you would pay for a premium Apple or Android watch. Second, size and reliability. Being so low-powered, Wii Loop was able to make the Hey 3S ultra-light and durable. And third, battery. You might be able to squeeze 2 days out of an Apple Watch, maybe 5 to 6 days out of a Samsung Gear S3, but the 270 milliamp-hour battery in the Hey 3S will last you a month. No, that's not a typo. A full month. In fact, I haven't charged this review unit since it was first seen on our CES episode of New Screensavers on January 13th. That was 3 weeks ago, and since then I've traveled around the world and walked a few miles through the halls and corridors of Rome. Even then, the watch still has more than 50% battery power remaining. It surprises me to say this, but I actually like the Wii Loop Hey 3S, and I'll probably end up wearing this thing. Now, if you already have an Apple Watch or an Android Watch, this is definitely a step back in terms of functionality, but that's the point. It gives you what you need in a smartwatch with nothing that you don't. Now, it's definitely not a gadgeteer's watch, so if you're looking for a toy, something to fidget with, you may want to stick with what you already have. But if you're like me and you don't normally wear a watch, or if you're looking for something that doesn't cost hundreds upon hundreds of dollars, something that's small, something that's light, and something that has an ungodly battery, then maybe the Wii Loop Hey 3S is the way to get you into wearing a smartwatch. I'm Father Robert Ballaser, the Digital Jesuit, reporting for Twit TV. Now, I fully understand that if you already have a smartwatch, you're probably going to have a lot of trouble getting used to this because it is a move down. I mean, it doesn't have the slick UI of an Apple Watch. It doesn't have all the features of Gear.
Similar. Well, okay.
Pretty close.
It's supposed to look like an Apple Watch.
Yeah. The display is definitely, if you go to his shot, the display is definitely something that's different. If you go to, there we go. There you go. Because it is standard TFT, so it's not an OLED, it's not vibrant, but the difference is if you take this out into the direct sunlight, it's easier to read. That's the old transreflective TFT. There's definitely trade-offs. So you can tell that it's components that use less power, it's components that are maybe a little less high performance. But again, that 1 month battery life, that is killer.
Yeah.
Because that's what got me to stop wearing an Android watch because I was tired of having to charge the thing every night. And then every once in a while, I would put it on the charger wrong or it moved or I just forgot to charge it. And then I go without a watch for the day.
Yeah. And sometimes it doesn't last like even 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah. It depends on what it's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it does use GPS and it does use that for metrics. So it will measure distance ran, swam, whatever it's going to be. But there's no GPS app on this. It's not like the Gear S3 that actually has a GPS app you can use by itself.
Right.
You won't be answering calls on this. It gets notifications, but there's no two-way communication. So it's a very specific type of user who's going to get this. Someone who wants a watch that's light because it's half the weight of either of your watches. It's, you know, something with a crazy long battery life that's between half to a third of the cost and is willing to take that limited functionality because they don't really want that much on the wrist.
I mean, I like it. I think it's a little bit too expensive still.
I am actually with you. If I was going to throw a con in there, because I think it's actually, I like the concept. It's a watch that's smart, not a smart watch. I would say if you could get that to $100, then that's the perfect price point. $150 still kind of feels like, well, I mean, do I want to pay $100 more and maybe get a used Android watch? So I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if you do.
you could pay $100 more and get a used Apple watch.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's, you got to play with the price points a tiny bit.
Yeah.